Hello. We're talking about Naked Star Fox.
Only a little.
Welcome to Naked Star Fox Hour. Mm-hmm. If you were joining us last time, you understand that. Yep. And the Cubicorn Games Podcast. That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Falco's High Flying Funhouse.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Dear Lord. Oh, gosh.
Man,
personally, I prefer the air.
So that's what it says right outside on the banner. It's like the Larry Flint Hustler Club. Falco's High Flying Funhouse.
Oh, here we are.
Oh, Jesus. My name is Dustin Morbido. Oh, all I can think about is bird breasts now and why they don't make functional sense.
That's what happens when you don't nurse your young.
It's what happens when you evolve.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the still, like, I guess it's just...
Syndrome.
There should be a challenge laid out to cartoonists to find a way to designate something as female without giving it breasts.
Big eyelashes to personify.
A bow.
Yeah, a bow.
Sure. Eyelashes.
Birdo. That didn't work with Birdo, though, so I don't know.
Well, Birdo is also a guy.
That's why it didn't work.
Mission failed.
It definitely confused me at a young age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are these feelings?
Describes a lot of my latent sexual feelings.
Why is I attracted to Birdo?
That's right.
Watching, ship car,
watching a bunch of
Birdo.
Futurama again, and all the robots also have breasts.
Yeah.
Some of them, like the, I guess all the aliens too, including like the Zoidberg crustacean creatures.
Uh-huh. But the male versions don't have any, like...
That's right. Yeah, presumably...
Because they're the Crushinator. The Crushinator, that's true.
No, Pa. I love him.
Aw, dang it.
Jump!
Just implies so interesting things about the universe.
Were you guys watching just random Futurama while we were also watching random Futurama?
Yes.
That just happened?
That happened. Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. I think that happens to most people.
Again, let's go around the table and then we'll get back into it. Phil McGrath is here.
Hi.
Kyle McGrath is here.
Hi.
Jillian Ferriullo is here.
Hello.
Lorraine Morbido is here. And Wade McGrath is here
playing
Mario Maker, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. He's probably here. We'll find out.
I don't think he heard us. No audible proof.
Anyway, Kyle putting it on in the hotel room at whichever Chicago?
Chicago, I think.
So the seed for me is like
same
one
here. Yeah.
It's been a bit.
It's on Netflix.
Drama.
It's hard not to.
Right, yeah. It's all over the place. Let's do this. Show's all right, still.
It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten out of the first run territory yet.
Good.
Like, we just started season 4 today.
Wade and I made the mistake of just, like, handpicking random episodes that sounded good. So
we sure
we
did.
Looked through, we're like, I don't remember if we watched this or not.
Right.
For, like, every single episode.
I've still never gone back and watched those 4 movies.
I mean, we'll probably watch them
the first
them at
one's
least.
Fine.
Okay, mm-hmm. We'll probably watch the first one, and maybe the third.
I'm wondering what my reaction to
the D&D one's the only one that I thought was like really bad.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, those are better probably on their own than like when the seasons follow them. Because part of I think what suffers from those is that they make the movies, and they're one of the cool things about plenty of the episodes is that like. In the universe, the episode is kind of can be awesome and hilarious, but it's also about some mundane thing.
Mm-hmm.
The movies and like I feel like dozens of episodes after that, like in the second run, were just like, all right, every single other episode is like a universe-ending cataclysm.
Yeah.
But then they hit the reset button again anyway. Like they just really go someplace.
The first time that happened, the Parabox, it was like a unique and cool
thing.
Yeah,
that was
and then there were like
episode.
4 or 5 more of those.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, I'm a little exhausted now, but.
Mm-hmm. We had entire episodes where this planet Mars crashes into Earth.
Was that real?
That was real.
Okay. I couldn't tell.
That's right.
All right, I don't remember it.
That was one of the later ones.
Yeah.
Real or made up Futurama episode plot. That's a good.
Yeah, right.
Good game to play.
Yeah. Sounds like something that'd be in like, You Don't Know Jack.
Yeah.
Like that lightning round at the end where it's like yes or no or that other like that just
sure.
or that section.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Although you want to talk about
those are so good.
Some fucking serious fan art.
Oh,
I don't.
We're past the event horizon on that at this point in like human history, but I feel like the arrow in that show is current was a little deviant arty.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Shit happens.
It lent itself to it a little bit.
I suppose so.
Speaking of Star Fox.
Speaking of Star Fox. And having sex with things.
That's the joke. I'm having a wonderful time.
Oh my. How you guys been doing?
Good.
How many sexy bird ladies have you seen recently?
Not enough. Are there any in Link to the Past?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Link to the Past? No, I don't think so.
I feel like I would remember.
Maybe some more recent Zelda games.
That's right, yeah.
There's that bird you ride around in Skyward Sword.
Uh-huh.
That's just like a bird,
That's if you've
though.
Played Skyward Sword.
How
which
sexy
I have.
Is it? I don't know. I've never people. Played it.
Waiting
yeah,
for
I, think it, I think the closest you're going to get is the Rutos in Wind Waker.
Wind Waker, yeah.
Ah. Yeah, that's got girl
Medley.
Birds in it.
Right.
She's like the girl bird. I think they're all dudes.
They're cartoons.
Seven. Yeah.
And yeah, most of them are men.
They're like Namekian.
That's right. They're
except
genderless.
Medley.
Well, they evolved from the Zora.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Ponytail.
Fish
yeah,
because
birds.
Because
she's
when everything,
lady.
The water floods the earth, the fish turn into birds.
The fish swim in the mountains sense. And become birds?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Too much water.
And
so the world flooded, and then we had to fill the island with Zangooses.
Yes.
I like it.
Did you see the lore explanation for why the Alolan Rattata exists? Like they,
no.
They
yeah.
outlined it in like the trailer or some other announcement.
No, it was off of the Pokemon website.
Or right, can you?
There's something about darkness.
No, it's I don't remember exactly, but it's like they went.
So they said
the young goose were everywhere.
Oh, the young
no,
goose.
The opposite.
Yeah.
No,
the Rattatas were everywhere,
no,
and then humans introduced young goose into the island
opposite.
To eat the Rattatas,
no.
And then the Rattatas evolved being nocturnal in response to that. I'm pretty sure that was how it went. And so
I'm
that's
pretty
why
sure Rattata were introduced.
Whatever.
And then got, like...
The point...
Yes.
The larger point being, they gave, like, a reason... They gave
right.
a historic
no,
reason in-universe for why
this is.
They're
doing all the Alola form things.
You
so if you go on the
Pokemon
website, you will find all this random bullshit backstory.
So why does Executor
yeah,
have a giraffe
was,
neck?
That's going to be my question.
This is what I'm
saying. Is it only during
because
the day?
Just like real trees, you have to be closer to the sun to...
You need a giraffe
to get the sunlight from the other trees.
And
that's why Superman's got a giraffe neck.
Yeah, be closest to the
in old Executor Pokedex entries, it said it came from a tropical island, so I think that's where they pulled some of that parallel from. And there's like weird TCG promotional artwork with a long-necked Executor.
That was really
yeah, that was
old.
Yeah.
Like
no,
coincidence.
Yeah.
The tropical island Mew.
Yeah.
Coincidence?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Hell no.
This was 12 years ago.
I know. I'm saying they created the new one based on that.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. I say I got what Phil meant.
Yeah.
That someone saw that
and was
like
old
thing.
And
was like,
I think
we could
some intern at Nintendo was like, hey, there's this tree Pokemon. We could turn it into a palm tree. Ship it.
That's right.
If it weren't for the fact that the Mew promo set was the tropical promo set, I would buy that it was a coincidence, but that's just too much.
Nintendo's
for
not that clever.
It's Pokemon Company, though. This isn't
they're
Nintendo.
A little more clever.
Exactly.
That's why their games have been the same for 12 years.
There's no gyms in this one.
Yeah, this one's slightly
I don't
different.
Think. They probably
Ooh.
Still are.
and maybe the last one, something something Harambe. I don't remember.
Stop.
You monster.
Good lord.
Dear God.
You've all seen the memes.
Anyway. Although I do think that is a clever, in an effort to both rehash things that people like from the past and make new things, like putting a spin on original gen Pokemon is a clever way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they made Sandshrew, what, Ice Rock?
Ice Steel, I
Ice Steel? It's garbage.
At least he's a Steel type.
It's garbage.
There are worse type combinations.
Not many. You're right. I think Steel has
Steel's
got that going
thing.
For it, but...
Do you know what that Marowak thing is? Is it pure ghost?
It's
ghost fire.
Okay. Cool. So it's like Chandelure.
Yeah, it's
only
neat.
A Marowak.
Yeah.
Only
I feel sad when
right.
I see it.
Guess where your dead mom went? Hawaii.
Yep. Mom's gone to a better place.
Right. Cubone finds out
Hawaii.
And he's over
yeah.
it.
Literally
right.
better.
That's what they told me about my dog.
So I saw, there was a Japanese trailer that got released recently, which showcased, part of it was Professor Oak's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that too.
They ran out of trees to name professors after.
Exactly. But
he's not even the professor, is
no,
he?
No, he's not.
Oh,
he's
just
a
professor.
Dude.
Is he not a professor? He's just a dude who's
I think
Professor
he is
Oak's
a,
cousin.
I think
professor
he is a
Oak's
professor.
Worthless cousin.
Right.
No, Samson Oak is his name,
Beach
by
bum.
The way.
That's right, yeah, he's a surfer vagrant.
he's studying the Alolan form stuff.
Okay.
But
damn
they
it.
Showed regular Cubone evolving into Marowak, so I don't think there's going to be Alola Cubone.
Okay. Evolving into Alola Marowak? Okay.
All right. Huh.
We'll find all that out.
What's the professor's actual name, then?
I don't
Brock?
Remember.
No, never mind.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, the professor remember. In the game, right.
The non-professor.
Professor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one who gives you sure. who gives you your name.
Right.
And yeah. asks what your gender is, which is real rude.
Professor
honestly,
Redwood.
At this point.
They should just know.
Yeah.
Come on, guy.
I mean, think it's nice
at
them
this
to
point,
ask. You shouldn't
right.
assume a person's gender.
It's just courteous.
Yeah.
It doesn't give you two options. It just gives you a text box. Just like enter here.
Whatever
purple. I don't know, whatever.
Cauliflower.
It's future proofing at least.
Yeah, I mean.
So what I am?
Simpler. It's just. Anyway, my yeah. goodness.
Tangents.
When is Pokemon's that game coming cool. out?
November 18th.
Yeah. That's sort of soon. Is that before? After, that's before Doctor Strange. Right?
That's yeah. Doctor Strange is like after. The 14th or the 13th. Yeah.
Okay. Those are the things I'm looking forward to this season.
Really, you're looking forward to Pokemon now?
I guess maybe not.
Oh, sorry.
You know what? Now that you mentioned, I didn't mean to kill your excitement just with that simple question.
I'm having fun talking about it, but I don't know if I'm
sorry,
buy
Nintendo.
It.
I'm looking forward to it coming out.
Yeah, I'm
in the same boat. I'm interested in all the stuff, but I'm not really interested in buying or owning it.
I'm open to it winning me over.
Sure.
I'll play the requisite however many hours I get into it before I get interrupted.
Sure. Yeah, I won't. Right.
So, like,
how far
two?
Do you get into X and Y?
I beat X and Y, yeah, but then I got,
games. Oraf.
Ruby, yeah.
No, you got Sapphire.
Whatever. Yeah, same thing. I got one of those and played it for like eight hours.
And it was bad.
That's yeah, not
still bad, thing. Huh?
That's not your fault.
Right. I'm still not sure if I beat Sapphire, and I gave it two shots.
I liked the Game Boy Advance ones
so did
much
I.
better
they,
than
they
this
They were more
one.
Charming.
Yeah, this it just
loses something. It, I don't know.
Just like the whole, like a lot of it was just really weird, and then just the shoving Latios or Latias at you like so
really
early
weird.
Was
yeah.
so mm-hmm. weird. And then
you
don't
fly
even fight them. You don't even fight
it's
them.
Like
it's like, oh,
yeah,
Steven's
basically.
Like, hey, let's do this thing now.
You want a Latias?
Here you go.
And then, hey, kid. Opens up his jacket.
Come with me to this weird
but
island.
Yeah, I definitely did not play very much of those games at all.
Yeah, they weren't very good.
Not enough
horn.
No.
Like, it misses on all the things I liked about the first one, which was mostly just that.
Yes.
Not enough horn.
Yeah. And sprites.
And sprites.
Nothing
mm-hmm.
wrong
I
with
played
that.
A lot of original Ruby.
Yeah. Yeah, so did I.
A lot.
I remember playing a bunch of those games, and that was in, like, prime. We were, I remember
like
playing a bunch of handheld games on the road.
Yeah, well, DBZ.
Yeah, going to dumb card game tournaments and stuff like that.
Yep.
So that, I remember playing a lot of Ruby. I think I have Ruby, I'm pretty
sure. Game.
I think in 2002, that was probably the most recent Pokemon game.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Maybe in 2003.
Mm-hmm. I think it came out in 3.
There you go.
Right around when, like, Majin Vegeta became a card.
Yeah.
Those two things are, like, stuck in my mind.
So the Hummer Tour and
right.
Pokemon. Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. All makes sense.
I get exactly.
I remember JAA wasn't long after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Which was Emerald.
I wonder if Frisco still has the Game Boy he won at one of those Pokemon Mall Tours.
Oh, really?
Was
that a micro?
I don't remember. I bet it was a Game Boy Color. Because it was. This would have been, like, pre-DBZ, even.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
So
was, like, and there was a card game
there.
Tournament.
2000 or 2001.
That was, like, after. I think it was like Team Rocket was the most recent
oh, wow.
set, like set 4 of Wizards of the Coast
so
Pokemon.
So this was like 1999 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and he had a Team Rocket Raichu deck and won like a small pod. Like
neat.
They did a tournament at the mall and he won and got a
all
Game
right.
Boy.
I like stuff like that.
Frisco's competitive card game history predates mine.
That's right, yeah.
Now I know.
Uh-huh. And then I lost Adam. I watched Adam lose whatever the equivalent of a regional was. Like he got to the finals and then lost to some little girl.
Aww.
Because he was running the Wigglytuff do the wave deck,
yeah.
and he was asleep for like 7 turns. Like,
that's amazing.
He flipped like 4 or 5 tails in a row, and then couldn't win because of that.
Playing Pokemon.
So Pokemon's a pretty good card game.
Yeah, it hasn't changed.
That's yeah, I would say.
Well, like now it's changed in that everything kills you in one turn now.
I still could have lost the top 16 match at Illinois States a couple years ago because I was against a Cleffa and I was asleep like
yeah,
4 turns in a row. But then I woke up. She died.
Get dead.
She got dead. My Mewtwo EX buried that Cleffa.
And this is where my Cleffa was until it exploded.
Just a little bow sitting there, a splash of pink.
Sure.
I gotta say, when you're talking about weak things that have been added to Pokemon, baby Pokemon are up there. Yeah.
I don't know if they rotated out or not. I hope so.
I know
they've
rotated out of the card game.
They haven't made a new baby since Gen 4.
They had their own mechanic, like in the card game.
Yeah,
like,
it was
like,
weird.
You had to flip a coin to attack them, and then if you missed, you just did nothing. I
right,
think.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, that was it.
So they haven't actually had a new evolution in either direction
yeah.
a couple of gens now.
I think Gen 4, because that was like Budu and Munchlax, and I think that was it.
Which one was Gen 5, Black, White?
Yeah, they didn't make any. That
yeah,
was the first time they
yeah,
didn't make
right.
any new ones for
right, there
previous
weren't any,
gens.
Right.
And then they went with the Megas, and now we're doing
yeah.
these
Aloha.
dark light side evolutions. Which I don't hate. They're neat.
Opens up the door for that in the future, for every other region.
Right.
The inevitable right, Pokemon yeah. games to come.
I like that better than Megas. I think more I do too. They're easier to balance.
Yeah.
Megas you can fix things that were broken before.
Sure. They've got the... What's
a lot of those Megas are real dumb.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
What's the signature move thing called? Or like everybody can do...
Z-Strike.
And it's like... moves or something. It's one per type. So like every electric type can do the same one.
So there's some Pokemon that also have unique ones apparently.
Yeah, like the Snorlax.
Yeah.
And Pikachu?
Probably. I think it's Raichu.
Okay.
I think it's because Alolan Raichu is surfing.
Because this is a special attack, is that correct?
It is. It's kind of similar to Mega Evolution in that you can do it once per battle.
And it's just a giant button that, like, you have your four moves that you know, and then at some point you get the, like...
You get a big flashy button that you press to
do
this.
They need to be holding an item to do it.
Yeah. Right.
You need to have a thing basically equipped to you in your Mega, like, your Mega Ring equivalent that matches that.
Oh, okay.
And then you can do it.
Right.
But it takes the slot, and it takes their health item slot, so you can't give them, like, a Focus Band or whatever, some other thing.
Or a Mega Stone.
Mega Stone.
Mega Raichu, never gonna happen.
Well, we have Alola, so
that's interesting.
Yes.
That's a weird, like, I wonder if they were like, this game really needs this. Like, it's just an interesting thing to put in the video game.
Time for a super.
It's certainly not a thing I would think, like, fans of Pokemon would be clamoring for. It's like, oh, if only it had... This weird universal move
flashy
thing
anime attacks.
Yep.
I bet they were sitting in a boardroom and were like, we have to add something.
Sure, like they got halfway down the whiteboard and were like, I guess we need at least one more thing to put on it, like to talk about in press releases.
Right,
like, we need one more feature.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
And they talked about 9 or 10 things, and they're like, I guess super moves are the best ones.
That's right.
Fine.
They're like, put like Pokewalker 2 ? And then the guy in the room who is their tie to like Niantic was like, nah, man, we're doing that. Like, get fucked.
Guys,
come on.
Remember?
You got that other thing.
Pokewalker was legit, though.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
Pokemon what?
You remember the little.
No. Okay, I was making a Pokemon Go joke.
Okay, got you.
I'm wearing a Pokemon Go t-shirt, too.
True.
Pokewalker was a great idea.
Yeah,
it was.
And it's time.
And it's worth something.
Is it really?
They're kind of hard to get.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's not surprising. Because
they were only in Soul Silver and Heart Gold.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. I had been talking to Lorraine, like, when you look at how secondary market values of video games fluctuate, raw, like, naked carts for, like, the original three, like, Red, Blue, and Yellow... are up to like $70 or something.
Wow. I didn't know
we're
they were
rich.
That high.
Yeah, something like that. That's right.
Finally.
I can retire.
Yeah.
For a day.
And that's even with like a dead battery and...
Probably. Yeah that part I don't know.
That's so easy to replace.
Right, yeah.
We've done it.
Yeah, it would be pretty easy to fix yourself before you sold it if you were interested in offloading some of that stuff.
But... I know as of like 5 years ago, they were still 30 because I bought a couple of them.
I mean, you probably make some money going to garage sales.
Right.
Like Pokemon Blue and Red.
I think basically the entire curve is just Pokemon Go came out.
Yeah,
and then I'm sure it'll die down.
Like people in their late 20s and early 30s remember Pokemon.
Right.
Right.
They could download it on their 3DS.
But they probably don't have a 3DS if they only are nostalgic for the first one.
But they still have their Game Boy Colors.
That's
right. And plus, Game Boy cartridges are fun. Like, I can see people buying them without even playing them. Just like, I just want to own that.
Exactly.
Just have it in a drawer. Put it in my mantle.
The only thing.
A centerpiece for your table.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Fat.
Better than an Imakuni card, for instance.
Right.
A little small for coasters. Like, can't put up, like, I would encase, like, a PlayStation disc and, like, another plastic
Final
sleeve.
Final Fantasy VII Disc 3.
That's right. Yep, exactly. Parappa the Rappa. Can keep my table from warping.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. No, I'm, like, casually excited for, like, a new Pokemon game. Like,
it's about how I feel about it.
I'll see when it comes out. Like, I'm not
still
like frothing at the mouth for it.
I'm happy they waited a year. Because I could not have done another Pokemon game.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't have given a shit, I don't think, if it had come out last year.
Or if it had been Z. Like, if they had made a third.
I guess we're not going to do that, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's completely dead.
They could still do it
next. No, because they're doing all the Zygarde. I don't know if you saw.
The Zygarde.
They're bringing the little
things.
Stupid Zygarde forms. Like, you can collect the cells now in the game. So it's like, I think all of that has gone into this.
Mm-hmm.
Which game? In this new one coming out?
The new one, yeah.
Right. Okay. All right.
All indications are there won't be a Pokemon Z.
Yeah.
Which is
why would they? Right.
But also, whatever.
I liked X and Y, but I don't think I'd want to play through that game again.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we'd need some upgrades.
Yeah. Still really good, though. I played a lot of Y.
Why? Mm-hmm. Again, if they're looking for
why?
A gap-filling game...
Because it's so good.
It's probably been long enough that they could re-remake the original games polygonally.
Yes, I agree. Like,
I'm assuming they might not, just because they just released the ones on the Virtual Console.
At least or they could wait a couple of years.
Sure. Yeah, and the fact that you can transfer up.
I wonder what's the 2017 Pokemon game release going to be then?
Because they could still, like Ryan said, they had a gap year last year, so
they
could
not release a game. They'll start doing that again.
But on the other hand, they're going to have a nice new, probably portable console to push out, and a Pokemon game on that would be pretty awesome.
There has been one in like the first year of the NX. I believe they have said there will be a Pokemon game out for it.
I mean, I'm sure there'll be some Pokemon Troze 3DS.
Pokemon Dash. Mm-hmm. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon.
Mm-hmm. Mystery Dungeon's good. Dash. That was actually.
Hey, you Pikachu.
I would buy
it. Well, they should take the AR part of Pokemon Go and just make Pokemon Snap for whatever. Oh, yeah.
You can take pictures in this new game.
Yeah, I saw that.
There is a Pokemon Snap functionality inside of it for in-game.
But are you harshly judged?
Professor Oak.
I'm pretty sure your Rotom Pokedex critiques it.
Cool.
You get points for it.
You were close.
I
buy it.
That game. So
that game had a lot of magic to it that you don't get by just putting in a camera app into a Pokemon.
Right, it needs to be its own thing.
Like on rails.
Oh, God.
You need to be able to throw stink bombs at Pokemon.
Get them mad.
It's a really cool idea, Pokemon Snap. Yeah. One thing you don't remember about it is that it's like 30 minutes long.
Right. I was just thinking it has five levels.
Played it for about 45 minutes and I'm done.
We completed it in like an afternoon one time, didn't we?
Yeah.
Like start to finish on like the Wii or something like that. Was it the Wii U? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Mm-hmm. My little, some of that Game Boy stuff that I had rattling around, I also have a bunch of those cards. Like at Blockbuster, when you could go and physically have your Pokemon Snap photos printed.
Oh, yeah.
You
we got did that.
Credits
we did
on
that.
Them mm-hmm. on like little credit card looking cards, and I had like a
that
set of those.
We don't have one of those.
That's funny.
When I was looking at criminally irresponsible ways to spend money, I saw on eBay that you could buy one of those photo printers for about like $9,000.
Don't you do that.
You looked at it for a second and you were like,
that's right.
It doesn't actually have the console. You can't play the game. All you can do
is
connect
to it. Anything, and it probably can't do that. Like,
it probably doesn't work anymore.
Maybe it could. I don't know if you could get it to actually print photos anymore. But no, it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't play a game. It doesn't.
You monster. Do not buy that.
Don't listen to your wife. Follow your heart.
Maybe think about it.
This is an investment for our future.
Dustin, roll some dice.
Future generation.
Just think, you won't have this opportunity again.
That's
just
what I thought.
Money,
I was like,
Dustin.
That's right.
For your childhood.
You have a job.
Who's paying for it?
That's a dangerous road to go down.
The rain's burning a hole in my face right now. Right.
If you find your tires are slit when you leave.
I can see.
Oh no! What
I'll
happened
mostly be
to you?
Impressed that you got outside without us seeing.
Your glasses are heating up like Superman in Clark Kent mode, winding up for like an eye laser. Yeah.
The lenses Superman are starting to references already. We're off to a good start.
Oh, boy. Man.
As long as we're talking about Pokemon Snap, the dumb thing I remember at that game is there was a contest when it came out to take, quote, the best picture.
Yeah, and you had to print it off and mail it.
Yeah,
sure.
And that's how we ended up doing this. But because in the game, there is a physical best picture you can take of Mew, which gets the most points.
Right. Uh-huh.
Statistically,
10,000.
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we did
but
that.
It's very hard.
You know, and what was this, 2001?
Sure, whatever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm around there. I'm 15 or whatever, and I'm thinking, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to win this contest because I have the best picture, and you have to write this stupid story about it. It was a complete waste of time. I never won anything.
And if you won, you went on an Australian safari.
Yes, I couldn't remember what you won, but that was it.
$5,000 and an Australian.
Yeah, I was counting my money and was looking up Australian conversion rates, and just,
right,
nothing came of it. Not even a thanks for trying letter.
Right, oh, that's sad.
Here is when you printed the sticker off.
Mm-hmm.
It like cut off part of Mew's tail, and we weren't sure if that maybe affected it. Maybe.
Right, you were freaking out about it. It's like, oh man, I don't want to be disqualified.
Yeah, because I don't think when you sent it in the sticker that it had like a point value on the sticker. I think they just looked at the picture, but they definitely said like the one that's worth the most points is going to win the contest. So
that's funny. You know,
they probably got.
I say,
10,000,
and then they put them in a jar, and then fished one out.
Right, or the CEO's son magically won, or you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was right after he got the monopoly off of the large drink
just,
McDonald's.
Yep, these things happen. What are you going to do?
Hey, look, Boardwalk.
Oh, what do you know?
Oops.
Hoobity-hoo.
Rich getting
money laundering.
Yep. Uh-huh. Have you seen any of the targets that have had their red balls replaced?
No.
There was a thing that, like, 400 Target stores. We're going to paint the giant red balls that sit out in the front of the stores like Pokeballs.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen cool. pictures.
Just right. for promotional purposes. And then I guess those stores, we're going to have like kiosks, like just stands up front with Pokemon shit in them. Just like front and center merch. But I saw some pictures of them online. I haven't seen one physically in person.
When Go was at its peak, we talked a lot about how more, especially like smaller businesses and you know, bars should be adding things like that to their storefronts, or at least like signs in front saying like "Welcome, Pokemon players."
I heard a lot of
there were people that did.
Yeah, neat. I was like, oh,
and they made a lot of money for doing it.
Oh yeah.
But not everywhere.
It's a shame that didn't last.
Well, yeah, still a cool thing. And then it was one of those like. It was impossible. There was just no way it was going
to
keep up.
It didn't have to fall as badly as it did, but...
But it was also kind of on them with some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and like, everybody talks about how much it's fallen off, but I think they're still in, like, the millions of players. Sure. It's just not, like, tens of millions.
It's not ubiquitous. You can't go outside and see 10 people playing Pokemon Go.
It didn't No Man's Sky off of the planet.
Right. Yeah, it was then, like, 2 or 3 weeks or whatever...
The smoldering crater.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you saw someone just wandering around on the sidewalk, there was a decent chance they were playing Pokemon Go. Yeah, that was certainly something else.
That was.
There were people playing Pokemon Go in the Taco Bell earlier. They're sitting at a
booth. Yeah.
The guy walking out who ordered before us was playing Pokemon Go.
That's funny.
It kind of reminded me of Twitch Plays Pokemon as like a thing that happened in our lives that we'll always remember as a cool thing.
Yep.
But it was just like a blip on the radar.
Yeah, lightning in a bottle. So you're not going to get that back necessarily. But
Twitch.
What a cool thing when it happened.
I wonder if that channel's still on.
I have no idea.
Probably. I'm sure it is.
I looked up No Man's Sky's users recently also, and there were more people playing Spore than No Man's Sky.
Damn. That's true.
It was not a very big number.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Yeah, that hurts. Like, no kidding.
It's kind of amazing.
Man. That makes me sad now.
Poor No Man's Sky. But on the plus side, this Mario Maker level's really coming along.
Good.
I'm glad to hear it.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
Oh, man, that's so good.
Wait, I hope it's some sort of artistic expression.
It is not nearly that cool.
Reflecting the conversation we're having.
The highs and lows, peaks and valleys.
Uh-huh.
Sure. So anyway...
Such a dissonance.
Sorry, there's spikes.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. We've just been ping-ponging all over the place. But
it's a mess.
Let's talk about at least a few games that we've been playing. And then I think, we're going to try to go a little shorter than usual because we got
3 hours
of stuff lined up.
Yeah.
Three-hour podcast.
Everybody's got 5 minutes.
Sorry. Phil, what have you been up to?
I played Link to the Past. I think I mentioned that last time. I realized halfway through the game it was the first time I've ever beaten it.
I'm just equal parts proud and disappointed.
I am too, in myself. Here's my 30-second review. The game's pretty good. The inventory... just in case you've never played it before.
There's the link between past things.
Uh-huh. The inventory management doesn't hold up. It's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
The last two dungeons are bullshit, but you should play it anyway. And now I'm going to get Twilight Princess HD and probably go on a big Zelda kick, because I'm going to be sitting around at home recovering from surgeries a lot in the next month, and I need video games to play.
Video games.
And I'm going to play the Iron Banner, or the Iron... Wade, what's it called?
The Destiny thing?
Destiny.
Expansion. No. Rise of Iron.
Rise of Iron, there you go. I'm going to play that a lot.
Iron doesn't rise.
Right. Well, it probably depends on what liquid substance it's in. There, if it's liquid lead or something, it might be less dense.
I mean, a lot of those planets are like dense gas balls, so I'm sure it would rise in them.
Real question, though, does jet fuel melt it?
Depends on the planet.
No, this is not the day for...
Let's just skip over that one.
When I saw a thing online for like an ad for the Bungie booth at PAX.
Yeah.
And they had like a lot of Destiny merch there.
Yeah.
Like it was like here are a bunch of gun replicas and here are these $180 figurines that you can only buy one of them thereof, like for one of the classes. I think it was like the Warlock was the one they had, and then the other ones you could buy later, like you could pre-order them there or something.
All right.
A few months ago they had their Bungie Day or whatever. And they had some in-game quest thing, and if you did it, you would want a code to buy a T-shirt from their store.
Right.
That's the thing you unlocked in-game for playing this
thing. You could buy an exclusive T-shirt that you couldn't purchase without putting that code in.
It was like $30. And not that good looking.
I think the proceeds were donated.
I think you're probably right, but still, kind of upset about that.
Alex either did do it or almost did it. He definitely wanted to. The expansion looks really good, though, and I'm excited to play it. That's all.
I'll wait until you guys weigh in and then think about plugging back into Destiny for having not played it since...
Like, launch.
Like, pre-patched,
yeah.
Day one version.
It's the perfect time to get
in. Yeah, I played, like, 15 to 20 hours of it, like, when it was just fresh and unchanged. I haven't touched it since, so it's been a bit.
It was garbage when it came out, like, seriously.
I mean, I've heard every single time they've changed it, it's been... pretty much for the better.
I was talking about what it was like when it launched in the car on the way here. We kind of couldn't believe it. Like, there were quests you literally couldn't complete because the items you needed to complete them weren't even programmed into the game yet. And
but how many wizards are on the moon?
None anymore.
They took it out. Yeah. That wasn't even in the ship's
line
products.
Is out.
I know that line.
I mean,
but there are
of
lots of wizards on the moon.
Good.
And one of them may or may not have gone to Earth. Mm-hmm. Actually, right. I think all the Hive came from
the
moon.
Last time I played that game, Peter Dinklage was still in it.
Yeah.
Not so anymore.
When I got into it, the thing that disappointed me maybe more than anything was that Peter Dinklage wasn't in it.
Right, yeah.
Not once.
I go back and watch videos I took from like early game, and it's really jarring to hear his voice. So low, deep, silky, beautiful voice instead of this weaselly, horrible new
non-Dinklage.
Right.
Somebody who had the time.
Northbot.
Like, look, we can get him when we need him, so.
Yep.
He came cheap.
They could have still, I mean. Aren't there multiple of those little robots? Like, couldn't
they could have had?
Yeah, couldn't
voices.
They just have had a different voice record new dialogue?
The lore. I mean, they could have also worked that in the lore, but in the lore, there's only one ghost, but you can have a different shell on it.
Okay.
So it's the same ghost throughout the whole game, but you can change its color.
I understand where they're going for with this, because with all the new content, the ghost says new things, and you don't have Peter Dinklage to record them anymore, and it'd be kind of jarring to just have it switch over at some point.
Because they did say that specifically when they changed it over. They were like, look, his recording schedule just isn't going to work with the amount of new dialogue we need to record to update this product. So.
There was a lot of negative reception to how he
He definitely phoned it in.
Yeah, it was terrible. And to defend him... he didn't have much to work with. The writers were literally like, we don't even understand it, man. Just say it out loud. We'll move on. Like Ken Griffey Jr. in that episode of The Simpsons.
It's a party in my mouth and everyone's invited.
Exactly the line. A line he refused to say because he didn't understand it and eventually just gave in and said it.
The related story that also ties back into Futurama is when they're recording Hank Aaron for the Futurama episode, getting him to say Wade Boggs goes down smooth was an incredible feat, and Hank Aaron understandably had no idea what the hell was going on. We powered through it, and he
got it. And the delivery was pretty good.
For whatever reason, it worked really well for the episode.
Man.
Goes down smooth.
Like, it helps that the Hank Aaron character is a bumbling buffoon.
Sure. Yep. Yeah, that stuff's. I will always wonder, because even like. In Simpsons, what they would usually do, especially nowadays, is just, like, the celebrity comes in and they play themselves.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
But, like, in those drama episodes, even if they're playing themselves, in such a weird context that it's just,
you're
like...
You're you, but you're just ahead, and it's the future. You haven't done whatever it is that made you famous in 1,000 years. Nobody remembers you. Go.
You know, like, you're a head in a closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chester A. Arthur fall down.
I'm in a gefilte fish jar.
yes. Booze.
So when you want to stump people on the trivia of what presidents have had spoken lines in Futurama, that's the one they'll forget.
Right.
It's a good line, though.
It's really great.
Man.
The hall of presidential losers.
Oh, God.
Who was our first president? Thomas Jefferson?
Yep. You did it. Kyle.
Hi.
What have you been up to?
I played, after the last one, I played the Metroid 2 remake, was awesome.
Cool.
I played through that, and I remembered that I love Metroid games. And I was moved almost to the point because of how great and true to Metroid it was that I almost, like, wrote an email to Nintendo, but, like, I would have paid you $30
like,
for this
seriously.
Right.
I mean, you still should.
Maybe
like,
I should.
It can't hurt. Like, but at the very least, they'll trash it immediately. Like,
don't take into the account that I didn't buy Federation Force to mean I don't want Metroid, because I do!
Right.
I don't want this
Metroid. I just don't want this garbage reskin that you put Metroid on the on the title and then had a Morph Ball fight at the end.
Sure.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I have against that game isn't even, like, that part that, like, they called it Metroid and it's not. I just don't want to play, like, a multiplayer shooter on my 3DS.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of versions of that game that I might have played, but that just wasn't one of them because I don't play first-person shooters on 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I don't have enough fingers.
Like, there's a team, I forget what they're called, and I might have even mentioned this the last time we were talking about it. There are multiple Moon games. Like, it's Moon, I think, and then Moon, like, a subtitle for the 3DS. And they're, like, first-person, like, shooting slash exploration games. And I can't, like, who buy it? Why would you want to play a first-person shooter on your 3DS?
So hard.
Just, like, that baffles me. But, like, they made more than one of them, so somebody must have bought those games.
I don't know if this was in your news, but that game has sold like butts.
That's unfortunate.
Like, right.
I mean, nobody is it? Bought it. Yeah,
no,
like, duh. I don't know.
Well, right. It's surprising.
Even
no
the people
one,
it's supposed to appeal to don't want it at all.
Like, it's setting records for how badly it sold.
It's like Other M.
It's sold much worse than Other M.
Is that really?
Yes.
Wow.
Other M, I think, still capped out at over a million.
That's a lot decent of showing.
It, probably because it was a console game and wasn't like this multiplayer whatever.
Right. People probably bought it up front because it was a Metroid game up front.
A Metroid game.
And they probably got some more sales on the back end when they lowered the price to $5.
Well, part of the problem is that Metroid is already not a a favorite in Japan.
Yeah.
And 3DS in particular is their big Japan thing, and it's not super great here in the West.
They don't
like,
play first-person shooters.
Sure, so it doesn't hit either market.
Right, like, it doesn't hit either market, so of course it's not going to sell well.
Yeah, that makes some sense for
sure. Yes, fuck you, Nintendo.
Yeah, and the Other M thing is still, like, I feel like that game's backlash was on the back end.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't necessarily, like, all right, I'll give that the benefit of the doubt. Like, a new team making, like, a slightly different take on
it
Metroid.
It didn't look like total garbage, like, in previews and trailers.
Sure, and then you play it, and then there's certain things about
garbage,
the execution that left something to be desired, but
it got more wrong than right.
According to the Other M wiki, it's probably a little bit over half a million sold.
I think, is that domestic or worldwide?
Worldwide.
Hmm.
Gross.
That's still like, not, like, impossibly bad relative to, like,
it made almost all of those sales in the first week.
That's not, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
All right, Kyle, here's your homework then. Play Axiom Verge.
I will someday.
Yeah, it's good.
I get it on a nice sale.
It's real good.
I want to say, oh, it's coming to Wii U.
It's out on Wii U.
There you go.
Well,
I'll find it cheap sometime.
They do a lot of, like, indie game sales on Wii U. At least they have been doing more recently, so there's a good chance you could get a decent deal on
My random plug is that Journey is coming out for PS4, or is going to be free for PS4.
I was going to talk about that.
PS Plus or something.
In between that, I played some more Star Fox just because I wanted to see all the levels. I hadn't unlocked them all.
I
did. I
wanted to hate myself.
I don't, I mean, I came down pretty hard on that game, but it's still,
It captures
the Star Fox essence for
60%
a significant part of it.
I don't hate that game either, Kyle, but it's just like
there's some things I do hate about
it.
And I also, playing through it that way, I realized that there weren't many, like, branching paths.
No.
Which it, right.
Like I said, it's literally
from.
Just like it goes to, like, a fight and then it's like, okay, you're gonna go on.
I missed that about Star Fox 64, you just play it your own way and you take your own winding path to Venom.
Avoid the water planet every time.
Yes, every time. Which is easy to do.
But that's how you get
but
to Zonas.
But you also have to get back to Sector Y after that, because that's the best. Or Area 6.
Yes, Area 6.
Because that's the best level.
Sector Y is kind of, or no, Sector Z is the one I'm
Sector
thinking.
Z
kind of
sucks.
Sector Z is bad.
Which one's Sector Y?
That's the one branches off of Corneria.
So that's the first one on the left.
With the robot monkey guys.
Yeah, there's a level very much inspired by that in Zero. That's pretty good too. But as Phil mentioned, the Journey is free on PSN Plus right now.
Okay,
and
there you go.
Yeah, it came out a few days ago. I'd never played that before, and I know I'm late to the party here, but that game is amazing.
Yeah, I want to go download that.
We should. We should do that after this.
Yeah, that sounds alright.
I really didn't even know much about this at all, other than it was highly acclaimed.
Mm.
Right.
So I sat down and played it for an hour and a half and had a great time.
Wow.
I mean, I was reading some stuff about it after, like, people have religious experiences with this game and they're reduced to tears, and I didn't have that, but
but it does do
demand your money back.
Right.
Exactly.
$0. 0 out of 10.
Uh-huh. Right. For a game I spent nothing on, I'm pretty happy with it.
Right.
A free game.
Yeah, I don't think I've personally encountered somebody who went quite that far with it, but it is a good example of, like, it's a good early example of one of those games where it generates really cool stories, like, from when you're playing it. Because it has the whole, like, you just kind of go and play it, but then you can run into people in the world.
You don't communicate with them, but you can't actually.
It didn't explain that in any way. And it really worked for it, because it's, like, just another person showed up, and I'm like, what's going on here? And is this an NPC? Is this something that's supposed to happen?
Right, yeah.
I figured out just by looking at it that had to have been a human-controlled person.
Ran in a circle 27 times.
Another thing, I mean, that game is definitely... shows off at points. Like there's sections where it just takes you through a set motion or set camera movement, and it's clearly just showing off how beautiful it can be.
Sure.
And it works.
Right.
So are you going to play Abzu?
I don't know what that is.
That's the follow-up.
It's not related to the plot or anything.
Same team, same concept. Yeah, same exact concept,
but
except
it's
you're
underwater.
Can I get... I was gonna say, can I get it for free? But
not yet.
Underwater.
Not yet.
It just came out someday.
Like a few months ago, I think.
Yeah, really recently. Like definitely over the course of the summer.
It's not like, you know, a Mario level underwater. You go pretty fast, and there's a lot of beautiful things to look at, and that's how the game is. Like it's journey
with the animals,
but underwater,
and you can meditate and observe them.
Yeah,
for real.
But yeah, journey is a great way to just kind of spend an hour and a half on a little journey, if you will.
Makes sense, right?
No, that's cool. That's really
neat. Free, so go do it.
Yeah.
Anyone with a PS4 should do it.
Yeah.
Unless you don't have PS Plus, in which case you should buy that.
They just raised the price. I wouldn't blame you for not getting it.
Get it.
Then how are you going to play Destiny?
Right, exactly.
Cry in the corner.
Cry in the corner.
I don't fault you for not playing Destiny, but you should all play Journey.
So that's what I did.
Very cool.
Cool.
Very cool. So, Jillian... It's fine. Just pretend there's no pause.
Not at all.
We had fireworks or something outside. It was weird. Anyway, moving on.
It's fine. Yep.
Jillian, how's it going?
Good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. Is all your like softball stuff wrapped up?
All
right.
Getting started.
It's restarting.
Yeah, because you've got like a fall league.
Oh, okay. All right.
Monday
ends
soon, and then Friday is never ending. So,
That's not a bad thing.
No, not a bad thing, but definitely just
another thing.
Yeah, it takes up a lot of my time. But now you won't be able to come on the streams if you've got a Thursday
so
league.
Sad. It's only like seven weeks, but you'll probably be done with the game by then.
God, I hope we're done with the game by then.
All right,
we're gonna have to put in some work if you want that to happen.
It's not a short game.
Anyway,
we're like halfway through.
Oh, that's cool. I was
curious.
I need
to become an idol. I want to know.
Tiki is my waifu.
Exactly. Tiki is my waifu. We had this.
There was one episode, like we were doing a bunch of side quests, and they said waifu way too many times in that game.
Impossible.
It
was more than one.
I also want to know if the word waifu exists in the Japanese language.
I don't know.
There's probably some.
I mean, there
equivalent.
Must be an equivalent,
right?
Yeah,
otaku,
something like that.
No, but that's like.
I mean, I know it's not the same
word.
For sure. It's like the same category
of
words.
Yeah, I get that. That makes some sense.
Anyway.
Moving
on.
So, other than about to be playing more softball, have you been playing any video games?
Well, most recently it was Kingdom Hearts for the PS2. Busted that bad boy out.
Are you still playing it, or did you like finish it?
I'm in Alice in Wonderland. I'm not very far. With my limited spare time.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you beaten it already?
Zero.
She hasn't actually played.
She watched me play it.
I watched her play.
You're as far behind as I was on Link to the Past.
I've never played a Kingdom Hearts game.
Yeah,
some of them
are
all right.
Chain of Memories, and then there was one other one that I think I had or we had or something.
Because we actually played Chain of Memories first because we didn't have a PS2 until like fucking 2008.
Just playing that Game Boy game with the cards.
I beat Sora's story in that, but couldn't beat Riku's, which you unlocked after beating it once. But God, that game. Whew. Not a fan.
I know those Kingdom Hearts games are really hit or miss, even with the people that love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that game was weird because it is like, there's a weird deck building to it where you can like get attacks and like, it's weird.
Yeah, like you build a deck of cards, but it's not really a card battling game. It's still like an active action game, except
like Paper Mario.
The queue of actions you can do is the deck of cards that you built. So like, say you made a deck
of five cards,
and there'll be like different levels of attack. Yeah. So it's like attack one, attack seven, attack.
And you
three.
Can like cancel out other guys if your card number's higher, or they can cancel yours. Or there's
Sonic
weird, like,
X.
Sure.
Sure.
Sorry.
No, and it's really strange.
That was the second Kingdom Hearts game to come out. That came out before 2.
That's funny.
It was Kingdom Hearts 1, Chain of Memories, and then actually 2.
So you're saying there's a universe where Chain of Memories was the one that caught on, and we've had a bunch of other games since then.
Sure, why
not?
Maybe.
Anything can happen.
But, yeah.
But that's cool. Are you enjoying it so far? Like, how do you feel? How is it? How has it aged? How has it aged from what you remember of it?
Gameplay wise, the camera is not your friend.
It's awful. I'm sitting there, and I mean, even after playing it for a decent amount of time, like I got through the very beginning part where you get the keyblade. Blah,
still not as bad as the beginning of Kingdom Hearts 2.
Rough, and I struggled with the it took me a couple tries on the first boss in Traverse Town, where it's just like, it's hard. And like, just the camera's garbage.
It's so not, it's
like,
good.
I'm like, okay, well, let me just scroll around for a million hours until
what system
I find
is this?
PS2.
It's PS2. Okay. Yeah.
So it's just, it's been a struggle. We'll see if I continue on.
I don't blame you.
We'll see.
I've only played all of the Kingdom Hearts games once.
Yeah.
Except for the one there was one game, Birth by Sleep, which was a PSP game, that had multiple stories, but they were like shorter. So I played through all of them to get like the whole, like, actually what was going on, because there was like 3 different characters, mm-hmm. and they all played relatively different. Which that one actually is my favorite one. I like that game a lot, probably because it's shorter. But
that helps.
2 is also 2 is one of the better console ones gameplay wise because it actually works.
Mm-hmm, right.
And the camera isn't out to kill you. But that's when the story gets fucking bananas.
I mean, I thought they were all like that from the start.
It's a little tamer in the first one cuz there isn't a building multiverse off of it. It's just kind of it is a complete
It stands alone. Sure.
Yes, you can get to the end. It's a lot more Disney focused as opposed to the horrible nonsense that spilled off of it with the organization and nobodies and nonsense.
It's a Japanese game about, you know, Goofy fighting with Cloud.
That is
true. That's what I don't get. I just don't get the whole, like, rationale behind that game.
Yeah.
Like,
why did you merge
Disney with
corporate synergy?
Money. Horrible anomaly.
Japanese
men in business suits and American men in business suits who like having money.
One of which was wearing a white glove because Disney.
Uh-huh. But like, there's so many people that are just obsessed with those games, and I'm like, where are these people from?
I mean, I've actually played all of them.
I grew up with Disney when I was a kid, and then had Final Fantasy when I was a teenager.
Yeah, because they're still like
it all together.
Right, there are the weird Disney obsessives, and I feel like in the past, like people used to be more weird Final Fantasy obsessives than they are now. Right.
Well, that's
but then they stopped making good
fault.
Final Fantasy games.
Sure,
figures.
Yeah. Cough, cough.
No, it does raise an excellent question. Like, I would love to know what meeting spawned like. Was it literally just like a drunk Disney executive in Tokyo one evening? Just wandered into a bar?
Hear me out. Hear me out, bro. Like,
what if Mickey had a sore?
But it wasn't a sore.
Why are their feet so big? I don't know. These are the questions I need answers to.
Is Goofy a dog and what is Pluto?
Yes.
No, yeah, I would love to know where that came from. Because I feel like I have learned that more and more business just gets done by just like looking through as many people's Rolodexes as possible. Like in the place that I'm currently working, when they do, because they do usually do like a quarterly like all hands meeting, mm-hmm. like they'll sit people down for an hour and just like go over the state of things. And at the end of every single one of those, it's like, and if anybody knows where we can get new business, come talk to our salespeople and
right,
just like exchange business cards and like we'll hook
anything
you up.
Goes.
We'll pass out bonuses if you can get us new money in the door. So I would love to think that was something like that.
This
but
is
like,
America.
Yep.
Somebody at one or the other was like, the Square people were like, we want to do Disney stuff, or the Disney people were like, we like spiky hair and gigantic weaponry.
If you're actually still kind of interested in any Kingdom Hearts games at all, after more, if at all, any more experience with this, if you're still thinking about getting like a PS3, mm-hmm. we've got the two... like the Kingdom
HD
Hearts
versions,
5.1 or 1.5 and 2.5. And 2.5 has Birth by Sleep on it, like the final mix version.
Interesting.
And I like that game a lot. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to like play that one, I'd maybe say just do that. And that one also has 2 on it, so it's like the best one.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like I would be surprised if you walked away from this experience like, I want to play more.
Right. Yeah, I can't wait to hear what happens, but in a sense that, like, I can't wait to hear if you either keep playing or, like, what finally breaks this, like, what's right. the final straw? Or you're like, nope. Yeah.
We have also given you better games to play, like Persona 3 and 4, yeah. which both of those you should play.
I know.
Kyle can tell you all about Persona 4.
He got him not to play today.
I beat it as a favor, basically.
Persona 5's out next week, I think, in Japan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that game yet. I mean, I got some time to decide, but...
Sure. I mean, yeah, I'm sure if you wanted to watch all of it untranslated over the next couple weeks, like, you could make that happen on the internet. There's
plenty of time to peer pressure you into playing.
Sure. I always see some reviews, and it's 90s, 100s. Like, all right, I'll jump on that bandwagon. Why not?
Social links, man.
Oh,
yes. Social links.
Like sausage between friends.
You said it. Oh. Oh my.
Sorry.
This is beautiful.
Sure. Anything else? Probably not.
Well, the only other thing that I want to do now is because of playing Game Boy Advance games like a week ago. I want to play Fire Emblem now really bad.
You should do that.
Even
you
though I killed that. Off half of like your good people.
Didn't matter. Like I said, it's the cool but weird thing about picking up a save file that you'll never touch again. It's like none of my consequences matter at all. Like
Matthew just got bolted out of existence by that one random. Oh my god.
Was this Sacred Stones or the other
this
one?
This is the first
one.
Don't
play Sacred Stones. That's garbage.
She picked up just one of Dustin's save files. And it was like Fro was even critiquing.
Yeah, so we had like some Hollywood
died,
moments.
Seth died. Matthew died. As
we were getting into a map, Fro was like, "The thing I hate thinking about this game the most is that like the giant magic attacks that cover the whole screen and kill you instantly." And he said that, and then I swear to God, on like the next turn, she walked into a space, a mage appeared and killed her immediately.
No, she was off screen even.
Well, yeah, she walked into the fog of war.
It was fog of war and rain. Magic.
Yes.
It was inside a castle where you're trying to protect this one guy for like 15 turns. And
he was fine.
He didn't even die at all.
That's some bullshit.
And then the next turn, like, the boss character or whatever, just like, her portrait shows up on screen and Fro's like, oh shit! And then Matthew just instantly dies on the thunder of God. It was hysterical.
It was bad.
Matthew's a wimp anyway.
Well, he is, but, you know.
Jafaro is where it's at in that game.
Yeah. And then he just... Oh, so much. But I know I have...
Party.
I know I have... I was stuck on one save file a long, long time ago on my DS and it's somewhere... floating around.
You should totally pick that
atmosphere.
Back up again.
I really want to because now...
Awakening's a good jumping out point, too.
Yeah, Awakening is really good.
Yeah. It's very cool.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. More Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
Although, I guess they're making a phone Fire Emblem, an
iOS
Fire
Emblem.
But it's
been delayed.
Huh. Yeah, good, it's coming out next year.
How dare they?
Don't play Shadow Dragon.
Yeah, I didn't like Shadow Dragon. No one liked Shadow Dragon.
Nobody liked it to the point where there was the sequel to that game that never even got released here.
Even though that was actually pretty good.
That game was pretty good. It had the Avatar system.
Like, they made they made the sequel on the DS in Japan.
Yeah,
bring
they
it
just
over.
Never translated it. There's a translation
really
on the internet, so if you really love Fire Emblem, I would look into that, because it's
pretty good. If I ever get deep enough, I will. Like, I still haven't played the recent, like, Fates, so if I ever get around to beating those, and my Fire Emblem tank is empty, maybe I'll go that far.
In that vein, the Fire Emblem 6 game, the fan translation on the internet, also very good. It's the game with Roy, if it matters.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that was the first Game Boy Advance one, wasn't it? The one that we didn't get.
Right, also never came out here.
Yeah. Roy's our boy.
He is our boy.
That was, as I recall, the last game where enemy respawns happened before their turn.
Yes. So you could finish a turn and then an enemy would spawn and kill you.
That's terrible. My God.
And then they stopped that for the American releases.
Why?
No!
Oh, that's awful.
Even though pretty much the name of the game in Fire Emblem is getting fucked.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Horrible tragedy.
Come to be expected.
Reset, reset, reset.
Yep. Yeah. Leave no man behind.
Never.
Or magical dancer girl.
That's right.
Pick up the save file in 6 months. That's gotta be tough.
Yeah. That's why I think I was almost to the end of my one file and I just remember it was so bad and I was in like, ugh.
The end of that first Game Boy Advance one, it's like, it's just a hall of bosses and I can never get past it.
That's the best level.
I think that's where I'm at,
never
actually.
Beat that game.
So you get all the legendary weapons.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do. Trying to simultaneously not
you get to kill a bunch
of
dead people.
And
kill dead people.
Kill dead people.
Get all the good stuff.
Indeed.
That's where I'm at.
It is tough to get through that one without anyone dying.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm going to borrow that train of thought and then kick back over to Lorraine, because one of two things that I've been doing over the last couple weeks is playing Advance Wars.
Yep.
For the same reason. Like we booted up some of those old Game Boy games last weekend while we were hanging out.
Labor Day.
And I watched Fro play Advance Wars 2 for a while. I was like, man, Advance Wars is really good. And then I had already downloaded Advance Wars 1 on the Wii U, because I've never owned it or played it. Like, I played 2, and I played the DS ones. And I think that's it. But then I booted up Advance Wars 1 and started playing it, and it's still really good. Like, it's just a fun little strategy game. And very different from Fire Emblem in that, like, it's still turn-based and all that. And the units are obviously very different, but it's pretty much just a resource game. Like, you don't care about individual, like, unique things. It's just, you capture territory, and then that gives you more money each turn, and then you can turn out more shit from your factories. It's like, all right, now I can buy a bomber every action.
Command and Conquer.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's like a cross between Command and Conquer and Fire Emblem.
Yeah,
a little bit. Although I still
have never... Command and Conquer is real time.
Yeah, exactly. I need the turn-based, so I don't panic.
Plenty of time to sit there and think.
Every time I sit...
per second. Do the math.
Yeah, every time I sit down in front of, like, StarCraft and all that, it makes me nervous. Like, I just get jittery, and then I can't actually play the game.
Right.
Like, I know every second I sit here thinking about how many crystals I need that I'm just being fucked by the, like, they're just getting better, I'm not.
The red tanks are on their way.
That's true. But yeah, no, Advance Wars is a ton of fun, and I'll probably have more opinions once I get further into it, because like I said, I've never played the first one, but it's good so far.
I never played either of the GBA ones.
Advance Wars 2 is really good. Yeah. And this one seems fine so far. I haven't gotten that deep into it yet.
But the Wii games, like Battalion Wars or something
I never
else,
played it.
Were they, like, how connected were they even, like, even on an engine
level?
Because
the Wii game isn't a strategy game. It's like a third-person action thing. Mm. Like, you play as soldiers, then you just, like, run around and shoot shit.
Jet Force Gemini.
I love that game.
Yeah, something like that. And then I liked both the DS ones a lot. And I loved the first one, the first DS game to Fro. And the second one I remember being fine, too, but it's weird tonally.
Yeah, I remember being very dark.
Yeah, because the other thing about Advance Wars, it's like, it's combat with, like, I guess realistic-looking little cartoon men. But, I mean, like they shoot real guns, even though they're, tiny and cartoony and silly. But, like, Days of Ruin, I think that's what it was called.
That sounds right.
The second DS game, it's, like, actually, no, actually, war kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. Which is a thing that none of those games have ever mentioned before.
They're still all overdrawn anime characters, but...
Sure, yeah, and in fact, yeah, exactly. The art style isn't even that same. It's just, like, the palette might have been taken down ever so slightly. Like, everything's a little less colorful and... A little more grim.
Oh,
I missed that naming convention where you had to name everything after the initials of the system.
It was cute.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Mm-hmm. And you can't really do that with 3DS, but.
No.
You could.
There are only so many 3 games.
Let me tell you about Kingdom Hearts on the 3DS.
I can't wait for all the NX acronyms, though.
Right, yeah. Or whatever that thing actually ends up being called.
Yeah, sure. That'll probably be something else. Something more easily naming conventioned.
Whoa.
That's right. Revolution.
Whoa.
Thanks a little bit.
They should do what people thought they were going to do when the Wii U was coming out and just call it the Nintendo. Anyway.
That'd be less confusing than keeping the Wii name.
Probably.
The Wii 2.
Then there's only one other thing.
Wii U us.
That I've been playing. Talk about it with Lorraine. Do you have anything else? Lorraine, do you have anything that you want to discuss other than Picross 3D2?
I have been considering pausing my Chrono Trigger playthrough again.
Why?
To play, in its entirety, at least beat, Final Fantasy VI.
Yes! Okay,
that's a good reason.
Yes! There you go, that's why.
Holy shit!
I figured if I can do it for 13, I would give this game another shot.
For sure, yeah.
I mean, 6 maxes at like 20 hours.
Yeah, so you can definitely beat that in less time than it took us to beat.
I looked at my save file, and it's like 13 hours in.
Mm-hmm.
It's... Celeste, so
are you
like,
just gonna pick it up then?
I think I don't know. I'm not sure. I was considering
really
starting
much.
It over.
Yeah.
Just because I kind of don't remember everything that happened.
Okay. Right.
And it would be just easier to go in again.
You'd be more involved in the plot.
Just don't give up when you get to the World of Ruin.
Yeah.
See, you have to find your friends.
God damn it!
They're your friends.
I told you. I'm gonna get to Kefka, whether or not I can fully beat him. I'm gonna get there.
If you can get most of your party members back, not even all of them, but like two-thirds of them, you'll be fine.
That game's really easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I had like, I don't know. I'm going to try.
Basically, when you get to the World of Ruin, the game kind of holds your hand until you get the airship, and then after that you can do whatever you want. But like everywhere you go, you pick up a party member.
There's just one thing to do in every city or every stop.
So you just basically cross off like, oh, I need to go back to Midgar and get whoever. And then... well,
seven.
That's seven. Figaro is what I meant. Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do the magic tower.
I don't know what that
just
is.
Don't. Yeah, I mean, you could. You wouldn't really have fun.
Oh, man.
It's a tower where you can only use magic, and it's like 9 stories.
Oh, it's taller than that.
10,
it's like
12. 12. Yeah, I don't remember. And, yeah.
It sounds terrible.
And it's no
some of the
fun
enemies are really horrible, and if you don't know how to cheese the boss, he's actually really hard.
Good.
And I'm not going to tell you how to cheese the boss.
Osmos.
That's not
that's
even
not it.
How you do it. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Rasp. Yeah, I support that plan. Since you've never beaten 6 before.
Yeah, man, either. I would be all about that.
Chrono Trigger's not that long. Why wouldn't you just finish it?
But I figured since I had played that already.
I understand.
And, I mean, I have a better grasp of where I am now. Because when I picked it up this second time, I couldn't, like, I was like, where the fuck do I go now? So I had to, like, kind of sift through a walkthrough to figure out where I am. But now I'm like, okay, I'm right in front of the Reptilian's Tower in the prehistoric times. Mm-hmm. We're going in to get the redstone, to make the sword, to give to Frog, to beat up Magus. Yay.
And then
so would you be playing this on the GBA version, or the horrible PlayStation version, or
I had
Super
looked,
Nintendo?
I had looked, I don't have the Super Nintendo, I'm not going to do that.
We'll let you borrow it.
Well, no. I've got the GBA one.
Okay. Don't play the PlayStation version.
Because the only thing is, I had looked to see if I could get it cheap on my Vita, and it's like $10. I'm like, fuck it. So I'm just going to play the GBA one.
Kyle's
want to be able to take, I want it to be portable.
Uh-huh.
And I have the GBA one, and if my kind of horrible bootleg copy that I bought off of eBay, the cartridge is too big and it has like Final Fantasy IV characters on the cartridge, craps out. I've got dust.
I say I do. I have the real one for GBA. So
the GBA version's perfectly great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had no problem with it playing it before.
Perfectly
so
cromulent.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly cromulent. Exactly.
So there you go, Phil.
It'll be an ambiguous experience for you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm probably still gonna like 9 better.
That's whatever. Fine. As long as you finish it, that's like I can't.
Yeah.
That's not okay. How dare you?
Like the end of that game is the reason you play it.
Yeah.
Kefka's my favorite. Like, maybe video game villain ever.
He's so boring, though.
No, what?
I don't understand that.
He is the opposite of that. He poisons a castle of women and children.
But he's just doing
he
it
wins.
To be bad.
He wins.
Who cares?
Right. He says he's going to blow up the world, and then he does.
He doesn't have, like, some crazy scheme or motives. He's just, like, blowing stuff up.
He's basically the Joker.
He's the Joker.
Yeah, he's the Joker.
The video game
Joker
with superpowers.
Not much either.
Tiny sprites.
You're in the minority. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong, but
I am.
He's the villain.
That's fine.
Yep.
I like Heath Ledger's Joker.
But it's
and,
the same thing.
And the animated Batman Joker, the Mark Hamill one.
Those are the two best Jokers.
And then I could care
less
about.
He's a little more fun.
I mean, you could make an FF6 remake and have Mark Hamill voice Kefka.
But
it'd
I don't
perfect.
Like.
Yeah.
Would that make you feel? I don't like them a lot. I just think those are the best ones.
That's fine. They're whatever.
DC's dumb.
And in the interest of keeping the knives at bay.
Dustin, please, they're pitchforks.
Okay. Let's move on so we can try to describe Picross 3D2 and how awesome it is.
It is beautiful and magical, and I love it.
Because you had never played the first one until you played my copy, right?
And then I played all of it.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
That game is so good.
Like,
has anyone here other than us played one
no.
of these games? All right.
Carly had Picross.
It's really
and
good.
I think I played it like once.
Mm-hmm. So
that was a puzzle thing.
Let me try to describe it, and then Lorraine, you can weigh in on how good my description is. So regular Picross is like a two-dimensional grid, and you basically like reveal an image by checking
it's
off.
It's like craft paper.
Yeah, by checking off like numbers in columns, like it's sort of like Sudoku.
Mm-hmm.
So like there'll be like a column of, let's say it's got 6 things in it, and then at the bottom of that column it'll have like a number 4, and that means that of those 6 blocks, 4 of those are filled in spaces. So you know at least 4 of those have stuff in them, and then the 2 of them are just blank.
Mm-hmm.
So Picross 3D is that, except it's 3-dimensional objects, so each puzzle starts with some kind of like cube or rectangle.
Yeah.
And you would like rotate it around and look at all the sides, and then each of those sides of the blocks have like Sudoku style numbers that describe how many like actual blocks are in like a section and like how many might be blank.
Right.
And so what this one changes is in the first Picross 3D, there was only one type of number. So like you would look at a row and it would have like a 7 on it, and you know that like If it has a 7, there are 7 contiguous, like, 7, an unbroken line of 7 blocks in that row that is the 7 on it.
So they also, they get into, like, circles and squares,
yeah,
too.
That's orientation
of how the stuff, yeah. Like, if but it's connected.
But in this one, they added colors to them. So there are blue numbers and there are orange numbers. And a block can contain one or none of those, one of those, or both of those. So
you mean
some,
a row. Not
right, a row.
One block okay, is
yeah,
one
yeah.
thing.
So, yeah, so you might be looking at the end of a row that has, like, 5 blocks in it. And if it has solid blue, like a blue 2 and an orange 2, you know that 4 of those blocks are filled in, and they're both, there's two orange ones that are together in that section and 2 blue ones that are together in that section.
Okay.
And then you have to kind of, like, look at that one and then, like, rotate around the puzzle and look at other ones that, like, cross-section
can, like,
it.
Right.
You can bisect them to go into, like, just single planes, like, so you can, like, dig into the shape. And
okay.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds both complicated and boring.
No. In your description, I totally understand. Like, you probably start it and you're like, this is stupid.
I'm confused and bored.
10 seconds into it, you're like,
yeah,
wow.
Because Lorraine's gotten way further in it than I am. I'm maybe, like, a fourth of the way through it most in terms of, like, the total quantity of puzzles in the game.
Right.
And the first couple ones are like, oh, that took me like 47 seconds to beat. Mm-hmm. And then the ones I'm at now, it's like, oh, that was 52 minutes. Right. Yeah. And then I finished it.
Just sitting there like, this is too long to complete in a bowel movement.
Sure, right. But then you can kind of curve that too, because it has a difficulty level, and I've just been playing on hard, because that's just what I do.
Right.
I don't think, from what I've seen going forward, it doesn't look like playing it on hard actually nets you anything more than playing it on medium.
No, it doesn't.
It's
yeah, the rewards aren't even different. It's just like,
well,
if you want to challenge yourself.
No, there's like, because there's like the jewels, like get X many of like this or higher or whatever, and I've not seen anything past the medium one.
Sure, but yeah. But,
so I've moved back down to medium, mm-hmm, because some of these later puzzles
Yeah, so as you move on, like, as the puzzles get more difficult, basically the blocks get larger, and then the difficulty level basically tweaks how much information it gives you.
Right.
So if you have it on easy, it tells you, like, a ton more about what those blocks contain than if you have it on hard.
Right,
they basically just hide more of that information. Mm-hmm. But then there are, like Lorraine said, there are also other twists on the numbers. Like, so if it's just a flat number, like a number 3, it's saying, all right, there are three blocks of that color sequentially.
Contiguous,
they're just contiguous. They're all together.
Right.
If you have one of those numbers with a circle around it, it means that number of blocks is broken up into exactly 2 groups in that row.
Okay. Of whatever quantity. It could be like
so if there's
a 7
and
could be
1
and
or
6.
4 and 4.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. So if there's a 3 with a circle, that means that there are
it's
at least
two
together and at least and 1 separately. Like, that's exactly what that combination will be somewhere in that strip.
Sure.
And then if a number has a square around it, it means that number of blocks is broken up into 3 or more sections.
So if that's around, like, a larger number, it's so
so
many possibilities, you almost can't work with it.
Yeah, and then what you
but
basically do there,
like,
is you rotate around until you find simpler ones.
Else. Yeah, and then come back to that one.
Yeah,
when you
and
have
eventually
more
it fills itself in.
And then you can also
in.
Have 2 different ones with squares on them that potentially fill the entire row.
Yeah, I haven't seen one bigger than a 10x10 yet.
I think, I'm pretty sure if I remember from the first one, 10 was the largest it got.
I have an important question. Mm-hmm. How satisfying are the images when you're done?
They get better. Like, the first ones are super
balloon.
Simple, because it's there's a very small number of blocks and it becomes a very simple thing.
Yeah.
But they get, like, pretty complicated, and in
some
fact...
Some of the cooler ones, like, you'll get into, like, one of the whole, like, because they're in, like, these books, and they're, like, they have a theme around all these puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
Some of, like, the ones that cap, like, a screen of these books will be, like, a construction one. So each individual puzzle, of which it's like 10 plus generally, I think the highest one I saw was like 15.
Right.
You're building pieces that make a bigger picture. So the pieces themselves are also harder because they're not a shape you would recognize.
Oh, okay. Right. That's funny because I haven't seen any
That's
of those
really
yet.
Cool.
Yeah. So they get really, because one of them was like this Japanese castle. And so half of it, like if you turned, it was basically like a diorama when you finished it. Part of it was just the facade. You turn it around, you see inside of these rooms with all these weird little people running around.
Right.
Then another one was like Gulliver from Gulliver's Travels, like tied down with all these little tiny people around him. So you're building this this giant man with tiny little people, and like they have ladders on him and weird stuff.
That would have been the first thing I thought of when I started that puzzle. Just a big person.
That's right. Yeah.
Little. Yeah.
That makes perfect sense.
Normal.
Because another cool part of basically like the metagame of the game is. in like those, at least in the mid-range ones where it'll make one contiguous thing, you'll see the image start to be chiseled out.
Right.
Because like you can solve all the puzzles with the information they give you. Like right. if you're
like a Sudoku.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like it is possible to mathematically just like, all right, I figured every single thing out and I just deterministically found the answer.
Right.
But you can also infer the answer when you get like halfway through one, being like, all right, this looks like it's probably going to be symmetrical.
It's so a donkey.
I'm going to make this side match this side.
I made one.
And then it'll all work out. And that usually does work. And mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just a ton of fun. Like, it's... I love it a lot. It's really good.
It's a lot of fun.
Could be playing it right now.
That's right. Exactly. I could be playing it right now. And it's a really bad, like, just one more game. Oh, at least, yeah. Well, it gets a little less that when it gets harder.
It's going to take you an hour first day.
Yeah. Early on, it's just like, all right, I beat one. I might as well beat another one. That only took about 4 minutes.
Right, yeah.
And then you repeat that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's really cool.
And then it trains your brain and increases... elasticity or something.
Wasn't there a study that showed that those don't really help you at all?
Yeah, whichever yes, that was. Company that ran all those ads, Curiosity or something.
Okay. There was some
corporation that was pushing real hard advertising wise, and they had to pay like a buttload of money because they couldn't actually prove that it was beneficial.
Yep.
So you're saying if I bought a brain training game ever, I should have gotten a check for $6 in the mail?
Not necessarily, because the Nintendo ones said like.
Okay.
Because Nintendo is super safe. They're like, we don't know if this is like a long term. Like, we don't know if it's beneficial.
But you might have
medically,
fun.
Right? But this thing was specifically saying like, no, yeah, you come on our website and play these games, and your brain will function better over time.
Your brain will get 3 sizes bigger overnight.
Yeah.
So it's all about the promise. Like, what are you telling people you'll deliver relative to what you provide them?
And then you die from a swollen brain.
No. For people who have a My Nintendo account. They still have the Twilight Princess Picross on there, which is just a 2D one, which you can get for 1,000 silver coins, which is super easy to get.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing...
it's a lot of fun.
I checked out of that as soon as they wanted me to, like, spread hashtags on Twitter. Nope.
Right.
Forget it.
I had so many Nintendo. Coins. I go into Miitomo a little bit each day and just kind of rake in.
I will be your social media soldier, Nintendo.
I have, like, 5,000 coins.
With nothing to spend them on.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I could get discounts off of games.
Sure. Do you get coins by walking?
Maybe.
Is that? I don't know. Coins, I don't remember.
That's buy like, stuff. The gold ones, which gets you discounts for better games, you get from purchasing games, like linking it with your Nintendo
I'm thinking of it. Yeah, you're thinking of the 3DS thing.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever that is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, Street Pass. Okay. And then the other one is just from, like, doing stuff, like, you can get a good amount of coins just from going on the eShop or Miiverse once a week.
Yeah.
You get 30 for just that.
Oh, okay.
Going onto their website once a week, 30 more coins. Mm. It adds up.
I've got a lot of coins.
Give me some coins.
Stop lording your coins over us.
That's right.
I've worked for them, damn it.
Lorraine, the 1% of coin havers.
How hard did you work, though?
Hey, man, I made one since week. It.
Going
yeah, exactly.
Had to liquidate all my old Club Nintendo stars. I'm not doing this again.
Right.
For, like, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I bought Kid Icarus 3D with some of those because I had stuff left.
That game's awesome. Cool.
Wonder if there's one of those in the works somewhere.
Maybe.
Well, no, not the 3D enhanced version of the NES
game.
I got that, too, for free for something at some point and didn't love it.
No. Sure. I was sad. I mean, there's literally nothing else to spend like 100 coins on or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I already bought the Majora's Mask tote.
Yes.
And I was happy about that.
Right. That original Kid Icarus game, or the new one, I mean.
Uprising.
Very well written,
weirdly
enough.
I like that game a lot.
Entertaining.
It's snappy and witty. Yeah. I enjoy it.
It was a good time.
Hades is a cool villain.
Yep.
Hades is a cool villain in everything.
Especially in this.
Came with that stupid kickstand.
Get it.
Talk it's about control it. Schemes.
It's another one of those games that's tough to play with only 2 hands, but
that's right. Yeah,
I feel like I do.
Sakurai's Pucks.
I want to see that on like NX or even like a console port, basically, so I can play that sitting down with a reasonable control scheme, and I would love that.
Yeah, that'd be all right. But yeah. Oh, right. Now that's what I was gonna say. Last thing on Picross 2 3D is there is a demo. Like you can download a partial version of it and play it for free for a little bit.
Get addicted to
it. So you should do that and then determine if you want to play more of it. But I don't know. It's really cool. I like it a lot.
It's not inexpensive. Maybe. It's like $30, and it's only eShop. But I mean, there's a lot in that game.
Yeah, I definitely personally don't regret spending $30 on that game.
Right.
Then I also brought Breath of Fire on the Wii U. After playing,
have you booted it up yet?
No, because I'm gonna It's going to be
one JRPG
six.
At a time.
Yeah. I'll probably finish Chrono
well,
Trigger.
Two at a time, really.
So.
And then do Breath of Fire. Just because I booted it up on when we were playing those Super Famicom games.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, they have weird party members in this game. Let's fucking check it out. Because I don't know what's going on. There were deer everywhere, Kyle.
Yeah, we thought of you.
Oh, I get it.
Doug was like, catch the Kyle.
It's hard to grasp that reference because it's a reference about me not being there.
Exactly. Uh-huh. It was a good day.
Because I wasn't there.
No, because we're like, where's Kyle? Damn. And there's just this deer sitting in your backyard.
When Doug said that, there was like a whole second where I just stared off into space like, I know that means something. Like,
your head was making a modem noise. Right. You were like, oh, all right.
There it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who made Breath of Fire? I can never remember what studio.
I couldn't even tell you.
I want to say Capcom published it, but I don't
know
the team.
You have a laptop in front of you.
Right. What was the Camelot one?
That's
a Golden Sun.
Yeah. No, right before that.
I don't know.
Mario Tennis.
Golden Sun is so good.
There's like a PlayStation game that they made that's very Golden Sun-esque.
Golden Sun is so good.
Yes, well. Not
one
the third
one.
Never played it.
Don't play it.
I was told not to.
On Google search at a time.
Please make Golden Sun 4, but not like Golden Sun 3, and stop making Mario Sports games.
None of those things are going to happen.
I might get one of those old Marios.
Needs more real Metroid.
Yeah. Our priority.
Let's sit here and complain like old man about Nintendo.
So Breath of Fire is just listed as being developed by, developed and published by Capcom.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And it's got creator names, Takuro Fujiwara and
Dope.
Makoto Ikehara. Those aren't names I recognize, but yeah. I bet they worked on a bunch of other Capcom shit in that era.
Oh my goodness, best friends.
And then I'm not sure, see if I can find your Camelot game.
I mean, it's not really worth spending time over.
Oh, it totally is.
There was that other PlayStation game that was a direct ripoff of Fire Emblem based on, or made by the guy that made Fire Emblem after Nintendo cut him.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They got the crap suit out of
him. Oh, they made Shining
Force. Yeah, that's what it was.
All right. Those are closer to, like, they're kind of like Fire Emblem-esque. They're closer to strategy games, probably, than, like, straight-up RPGs. Mm-hmm. At least the ones of that era that were on, like, the Genesis or whatever. But, yeah, so there's that. Good to know.
Hooray.
Very cool.
Now they're industry. Just stuck in Waluigi and Daisy hell.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Daisy.
Anyway.
One of the best things about Double Dash. Hi, I'm Daisy.
The only thing about Double Dash.
That is one of the only things I remember.
I still liked the doing the two players on the card.
It was
neat.
It was okay.
It's not like it needed to stay in the series, but
right.
It was fine as a one-off.
Sure.
Another weird GameCube game that's kind of fun at times.
Yeah.
We had some good times with that game. Indeed. It's true.
Very good.
Back in my day.
Welcome to the table, Wade.
I think that's right. He's returned. I think we'll move on to maybe like one and a half news items and then kind of close it out. So Sony did their press conference-y, announce-y thing last week. And they talked about the new PS4.
Oh,
PS
Pro. Yeah, so basically going forward, and I think they're discontinuing the current model of the PS4, and they're releasing the PlayStation Slim, which is functionally the same console, it's just in a different body.
It looks uglier.
Trimmed up.
Yeah, it's a little, like, rounder. And we talked about, like, the images and stuff that I picked out of that, too, before.
That's
So they're releasing that, and that's either, like, out right now, or it'll be out next week,
soon.
I think.
Yeah.
And then they also unveiled the PlayStation 4 Pro, which is a PS4, but that basically just has like slightly more powered graphics
faster.
Hardware. Yeah, it's
right. Yeah,
the chip. Yeah, the CPU might also be like clocked slightly faster or something. But
I think it is.
The big things that they're pitching about it is that they're saying that it can play games at 4K natively, and it works with HDR televisions, so you should get better like. Contrast ratios, like light will look better.
Right.
I guess if you happen to own an HDR capable television. Wow.
I know they've said like loading times could be improved a little bit in certain games. But overall it's going to play the exact same games. There won't be any games that are PS4
Pro
exclusive.
That's
I bet if you wanted to get a PlayStation VR, it might be a good investment since that's probably going to be pretty taxing anyway.
So they're diversifying their product line. The original one, basically the PS4 Slim, is down to $299. Right. So like that's the new entry level price for a PlayStation 4. Like that's their sticker price at retail, and then the PlayStation Pro is $399. So it takes the place of the launch price.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to throw in a couple of free games just to make that price point a little more appealing.
I mean, I would be surprised.
For, like, Black Friday or
especially
something.
Yeah, like holiday season stuff.
Uncharted 4, Black Friday, and Bonnaroo.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how each of those sells. Because like Phil said, there's no immediate incentive because there are no exclusive games for the PS4 Pro.
Isn't that different than the Scorpio? Because the Scorpio is going to have exclusive stuff in it. Microsoft's thing?
No, not at launch at least.
But they're like that is
they
the plan.
They haven't ruled that out. Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought I heard that. Honestly, there they haven't. Scorpio
games. There's
not
a lot of info.
That stuff was all like kind of hearsay. Like it was stuff that got leaked. Like the only thing that they've stated publicly so far
it exists.
Is that it exists and they're not planning to make them like separate like.
I thought I heard they were.
We'll see.
They definitely won't, it won't be like the Xbox One 2.
Right.
Right, right. Yeah.
For which is a great name. They should definitely use that.
Xbox 12.
Microsoft, you can have that one.
Nintendo came up with it.
Yeah. Guys, I have a present for you. Xbox One 2.
Sure.
3-4.
But yeah,
six,
maybe.
LMNOP.
Maybe the weirdest thing about that little, like, press conference thing they did, because it was only about a 30-ish minute event.
Yeah.
And they talked about all the stuff, and they did. They showed side-by-side comparisons of the graphics on the original PS4 relative to the Pro, and from hearing other people's descriptions who were at the event, like, I guess that, like, you could definitely tell the difference if you were there looking at their screens. But as this stuff was coming through the internet, basically, like, compressed to shit, and, like, out of YouTube and Twitch or whatever, they basically just look the same.
Right, yeah.
So it's a very strange, it's a very strange sell.
They need to release those videos themselves.
Download this, and then you can see the difference. And then the other thing is that they never mentioned the PlayStation VR stuff by name at all. But when they put up like the image of like, oh, here's the PlayStation family of products for 2016.
There it is, tucked away in the corner.
Yeah, there's a picture of it just kind of hanging out next to the systems. So
hiding behind it.
That could still just be another weird like hierarchical business thing where like, all right, the guy inside PlayStation who's going to bat for PlayStation VR isn't here today or whatever.
Right. Or we're not making the type of progress we thought we were on this product.
One of the other
things. There's some bugs still. We're not even close.
It was definitely a strange absence for a thing that's out next month, supposedly. Like, it's still supposed to be out in October, so.
Maybe they're going to Sega Saturn it. It's out today!
And then
maybe a last second delay.
Right, and then the PS4 Pro is also out very soon, like I want to say like the first week of November or something.
That's when you need it out by.
Yeah, it's in the near future. It's not like some nebulous time next year or whatever.
Spring 2017.
The Scorpio doesn't have a date, right?
No, I mean, it doesn't have anything.
Yeah,
I don't think we're going to see that this year.
I wasn't expecting that, but it's just, it's interesting.
Yeah.
That they got
Sony takes
that
the lead.
Again.
Again.
For the third time.
Yep. So that stuff was all crazy, but it'll be very interesting to see how those products do, like how all that stuff goes, because from what I've seen, the Xbox looks like it's finally been selling better
Over
the past
couple
months. Like, they released the Slim, and they dropped the price, and they've been going crazy with the bundle stuff. Like, for a while there, it looked like it was almost impossible to buy an Xbox One and not get, like, a minimum of 2 free games.
Please buy our system.
So they're going for it, and there's nothing wrong with that. And then the other thing off the top of my head that I can remember from last week is they announced the iPhone stuff, so there's going to be a new iPhone. Fucking surprise.
Right.
What do we have
to? During an Apple press conference, Shigeru Miyamoto got up on stage and shook Tim Cook's hand and was like, hey guys, we're bringing Mario to the iPhone. And I was, it was just a very straight, it was like your brain rejected it when you first saw it. You're like,
those things don't go together.
What am?
I just hope it's not specifically iPhone and then it's more like we're making smartphone games.
What I heard is,
it's coming out Android too. It's
okay. first to iOS.
This was a, this was a proud to be launching on iOS kind of deal.
Okay.
So there will be an Android version of that game. And it's called Super Mario Run. And I guess it's just an endless runner with Mario.
It sounds like it's a runner.
Oh boy. So it's definitely a runner, but my question is it a runner like most of them are, where it's randomly generated, like it just makes shit up and throws it at you?
Yeah.
Or is it a runner a that has game. Nintendo made levels that just happen to be auto scrollers, basically?
Right, yeah.
I would hope it's the second one.
Yeah, because there's a big difference like between those two things.
From a quality standpoint.
Right, because the first one is just, oh, you made one of those and put Mario in it. And the second one is, oh, maybe you guys actually iterated on this in like a really interesting way.
Seeing as how it's not out literally right now, I'm assuming it's the latter.
Sure, and that's entirely possible, but that's the thing I will want to know about that game.
For sure.
And it is a set price product that doesn't have microtransactions, so it's not free. It's you pay whatever they decide to charge for it.
Depending on how it does,
and then you own it.
Shape Nintendo's future, really.
Yeah.
Like, they've been talking about dabbling into this in a long time.
And they're really like more than half into the water at this point.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Well, they've got that big deal with, I can't even remember what the company's name is. They have a mobile.
DNA.
Yeah. They made Miitomo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they saw Pokemon.
People love Miitomo.
That's what they'll tell you if you ask. We're so excited about my partnership to create Miitomo.
The user bar graph on that is kind of amazing. Like, it comes out and it's through the roof, it's trending on Twitter, and then, like, by the end of the week, roller coaster down and it does recover.
Nothing to do in that.
Although, the thing.
Exactly.
I don't remember if it's just, like, an email notification or if you can actually put your money down, but if you go into the iOS App Store, Super Mario Run is there.
I think
you can either pre-order it or you can, like, put yourself in to be notified when it's out, but so that was real weird. And then they got another kick up, like their stock price went up another like 15%
that day.
Yeah, just that day, right, just based on that, which is. But yeah, Phil, you're definitely not wrong. It'll be telling how that thing does.
Were there screenshots of that?
They showed like fractions of a second of footage.
I'm just curious, like, did it look like New Super Mario Bros.?
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. Like, it's a 3D thing that has Mario going sideways in 2D.
Sure.
And it looks like those games do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's vertical.
Sounds very taxing on my phone.
That's right, yeah.
Please drain my battery.
Uh-huh.
I need to go walk around your neighborhood to find Goombas. Spin the mushroom and get coins. Yep. That's how you...
Go to the Toad House.
That's I'm out of jumps today.
Damn.
Gotta buy 100 more.
Buy 10 jumps for 40
coins. That would be
coins.
Some harsh shit. Brutal.
No microtransactions.
That's right. Yeah. So that'll be interesting. I want to know what that is. But yeah, like one of those is definitely more exciting than the other. So we will find out.
Yep.
And in the interest of time, I think that's kind of all we're going to get into. The last thing I want to touch on, which is just, and this is all just me personally speculating on how things are going to go. I am already surprised that we haven't heard anything about, we haven't heard an announcement of an NX announcement.
Yeah.
Yes.
As like basically mid-September.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah. So I think I said this probably a month or two ago.
Yeah.
That if they hadn't gotten out and like in September and said, all right, this is when we're talking about the thing, it's not going to hit that March date.
No.
Yeah, and I still stand by that, like, personally. So I would love to be proven wrong. But it just seems like we're so deep into it that we would have heard, like, through the chain of all the things that it takes to release a product like this, we would have heard more if that thing was on track to release by then. Like, somebody would have shown, like, pictures of pre-order cards from GameStop, or, like, we would have seen more images from a factory in China somewhere that were like, here's what the case looks like.
With new leaked specs every week.
Well, they have gotten to a deal with whoever's producing it, like, exclusively. Like, they have I read something, I think, while we were getting through.
Well, they acquired some weird hardware company in Japan.
Okay. Like, so, I mean,
or it was a distributor, but, like, something, some company that has something to do with, like, physical goods.
Which has to do with the deal with the NX, so maybe they're just trying to keep it as, like, maybe that's how they're keeping it as tight, like.
So, yeah, who knows?
I don't know.
We'll see, but like I said, at some point, like, some of that stuff, like, it's not like they're not going to take pre-orders day zero or whatever, or like all that stuff. And that's the kind of thing where like GameStop employees don't care. Like if there was if a database entry came up when they walked into work that day, it was like, oh,
pre-order
NX pre-orders are going to be live in 2 weeks. Like,
and
that shit would be on the internet immediately.
Get the console.
Right? Yep. So that's the stuff
and then
where I'm like,
crash the website so you can't even get there.
Yeah, the first time one of those things happened.
That's an Amiibo story, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Right? The first time one of those things happened, that's when I'll believe that they really have a timeline for putting that thing out.
Holiday 2017.
That's hell of a delay.
I mean, that is the latest they could put it out, honestly. That wouldn't surprise me. But
I'd be a little, I don't know, surprised, but I'd kind of be angry.
Yeah, and
well, they've been hyping Zelda for so long.
There's nothing coming out before
that too.
And that's going
to
leave.
Like, I don't want to wait another year to play Zelda.
Sure. Like, their calendar has been a little sparse this year. If that happens,
that's a generous
like, there's going
to
be, like, 5 or 6 months where just no Nintendo games come out. Like, it's going to be nothing.
I mean, like, what is even coming out the rest of this year?
Pokemon.
Those Game Boy games announced on DirectX.
Right.
Or DS Game Boy games.
Pikmin unspecified
that,
I don't think that's
that.
Yeah, I think that was next year.
Yeah, doesn't have a date.
And Super Mario Maker 3DS.
I can't think of any Wii U games coming out.
No, there's,
I think we
there's
talked
nothing.
About this last
They're
time.
Done.
It's that Paper Mario game.
Color
the only one that I know of.
Yeah, color paints.
Color paints? Paint by number.
I play Mario Paint for Wii U.
I mean, that's basically what Mario Maker became.
No, Mario Paint isn't making Mario levels. It's literally like
it's the same kind of core concept.
Kind of.
Creating.
That game's so silly.
It's got a lot of little Easter eggs about or referencing Mario Paint too.
Which is awesome.
Guys, I went to the DIA and played with chalk for an hour.
Yes, that sounds great.
It was really fun.
I would love to
like
do that.
Like walls or on the floor? Like was it blackboards or like side
chalk?
Oh
no, we had like construction paper.
Neat.
Yeah. And then we sprayed them with things.
Yeah, to let it set. Yeah. You do that with like charcoal too.
And then I threw them out.
Took a picture with your phone. And
not even. But my hands got really dirty, and that's how I knew I was having a good time.
That sounds like fun.
Sorry, that was my unrelated story.
Fine.
No,
talking about
that's
Mario
cool.
Paint.
That's right.
Yeah.
Art activity.
Art.
Art Academy.
Wade is making art over in the corner there.
I see a lot of saws and a giant winged dry bones.
Sounds fun.
There's lava, a lot of lava, and spinning fireballs.
Boo House.
I have an easy route and a hard route. Don't go the hard route.
Don't tell me what to do.
That's right.
You're not my dad.
That's my kind of level design from the Super Mario Maker.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's
I like
impossible.
Doors. and like, also anyway. Also Lakitu dropping piranha plants.
No.
Yes, you
that's
do.
No
Lakitu
fun.
No,
suck.
I don't.
Read
Boo,
what
indeed.
You sow to the streets. That is one of my levels.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, I just wanted to throw that thought out before we closed out, because it's still a thing that I'm really interested in. And now PAX is come and gone. We've got nothing. We still haven't heard anything from them specifically. Mm-hmm. I think Tokyo Game Show is like the next week.
Yeah,
like,
it's
very,
up.
Very imminent. And I've seen people online going like, "Oh yeah, that's gonna be it." That's
I assume it'll just
it.
Be in a direct
they,
someday. Out
it's
of
gotta be in a direct.
They're not gonna show that at a Tokyo Game Show. Or
and that's what I would think. And again, if they were gonna show it there, that's still the same deal of they'd have like posters printed.
Right.
And, like, there would be places where we'd know about it
some
if they had that all set up and ready to go. And I just don't, because, it'll be real, it'll 100% be a failure on their part if it doesn't come out on that March date.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, and then people just have to wonder, like, which part of that project is embattled? Like, why didn't they miss this date? Is it because, like, certain games aren't ready? Is it because the actual hardware is, like, messed up to some extent?
Too many people dedicated to the mobile team.
The handheld is
who can say?
I'm just curious. I really want to know what dumb esoteric name they come up for it with this time.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to find out. It'll probably be silly.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie. The Wii, after it being codenamed the Revolution, is probably
it was a letdown.
The biggest letdowns I've ever heard of.
And yet, not as much of a letdown as Wii U.
Oh no!
And they got the whole world to say Wii. Like they got news anchors everywhere to be forced to say the word Wii.
They did that and still made a shit ton of money.
Uh-huh.
So good for you.
Yep.
Because I was getting Nintendo Powers around that time. The second biggest letdown of the Wii, aside from its name, was the colors. Because they showed off all these different
all
colors.
Yeah, they had all the colors,
and
then launched one color.
All those other
that
systems
that was the only
had
color for, like, 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eventually
and
you could get that red one for a while.
Yeah.
There was a black one, too.
I think there's a black one.
But yeah, they had, like, a blue
then,
and, like, a weird
why is that
green
such a hard thing to put out either. I don't understand. That's
well, you saw how limited they were.
Well,
you,
okay, at the time, but for
like
however many years
later
it was before they released
we
a new
had
color
a goddamn Spice GameCube.
Yeah,
it was,
that was
a
the
beautiful
best
orange.
That's awesome.
I mean,
those were hard to get.
We still
we have
we technically only have one color of Wii U now.
Oh yeah, that's because the white one was stupid and terrible. It was less
how many
storage
colors of PlayStation 4 are there?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Two.
You want blacker?
Glacier.
There's a couple of special editions.
Yeah,
so
there's even the special edition we use. It's the gamepad, which is just the Zelda one, right?
Yeah,
which is
got
awesome.
A decal on it.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Yeah. I mean, other than the Destiny PS4, it's the same thing with those too. Because they've actually released like a crazy amount of those in Japan, but it's always just like we put a different faceplate on it.
But that's
right.
Cool.
This one's got Darth Vader.
One of my sorority sisters, Yolanda, she's got the Star Wars Xbox 360,
Makes the sound when it makes the R2-D2 noise when you like open the disc tray or turn it on or something.
That's probably great the first five times.
Yeah. It's funny. I liked it.
What a product. Oh, man.
It's really silly.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that's where we'll do it for today. Trying to keep things a little tighter. Got lots of other stuff going on.
It's time to escape for fresh air.
That's right, yeah. I can't wait. Someday we'll know what the NX is, but...
And when we know, the listeners will know.
Yep. Damn right.
They'll have their opinions already solidified by then.
That's true, too, but...
Today
we shall see.
Not that day.
So thank you for hanging out. Probably thank you for listening. And we'll be back in the future with more video game nonsense.
So, it'll have detachable controllers on the sides that you plug into the screen thing.
That's right. You can dock it. And you can dock our chatter to play it on your TV with your friends.
Four-person co-op podcast listening.
See you later, Internet.
Bye, guys. Bye.